Good morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姐妹。
And as a matter of fact, we are very close. We are in the same family of God.
事实上，我们大家都非常的亲近，因为我们在主的同一个大家庭里。
The family on earth is only temporary.
在世上的家庭呢，其实是非常暂时的。
But the family of God, the household of God, is eternal.
但是在主里面的家呢，是永远的。
So actually, we are as close as we can be in God.
所以我们呢，就是会在主里面越来越亲密。
So that's why today we're going to share something very important.
今天我们要分享一些非常重要的。
Something about eternal happiness.
就是关于这个永恒的喜乐。
We all focus on the earthly happiness.
我们常常会集中在我们在世上的
快乐。But unfortunately, this happiness is only temporary.
但是呢，在这世上的快乐呢是非常暂时的。
Compared to eternity,
那跟这个永恒里面的快乐对比呢
？The earthly living is almost like a blink of our eyes.
世上的这样一个生活呢，就是就是眨眼之间。
这时候就眨眼。
就是一眨眼。旅居过戏。
Eternity is forever compared to now on earth is just a blink of your eyes.
那永恒呢？这是永远永远的这个。
Thousands of thousands years.
这是
millions and millions of years.
成千上万年。
So the Bible, that's why the Bible once set your mind on things above, not on earthly things.
所以圣经上呢告诉我们，让我们的心思意念呢要放在天上的事情，不要放在地上。
Be smart，
就是要成为一个聪明人。
And God wants the best for us。
那神要给我们最好的。
Because we are God's children，
因为我们是神的儿女。
And God is love，
因为神是爱。
When God tells us we are, He is our Father。
当神告诉他他是我们的父亲的时候
That's revolutionary.
这是一个非常革命性的启示
Because no culture, no religion will call God the Father as a father.
因为没有任何的文化和任何的宗教把上帝叫做父亲
What's the connotation of a father means?
那这个属灵的就是父亲的含义在哪里呢
Father means, okay, he will take care of you.
父亲就是说他会来照顾你
Means you are the children of the father.
也就是说，你是他的孩子，父
亲的。We are all children in the family of God.
也就是我们都是一个家庭，一个天父的家里面的。
Means we have eternal life because God is eternal.
而且我们也是有永恒性，因为天父是永恒的。
Because we have God's love, because God is love itself.
我们也就有主的爱，因为神自己是爱。
All love from God.
因为所有的爱是从神。
Love is God.
神本身就是爱
God is love
啊，神本身就是爱
Even the non-believer love is from God
那就是不信主的人那个爱也是从神而来
That's why when we love we are most like God
那所以在我们在彼此相爱的时候呢我们就越来越
But the love the Bible talking about is not a temper a conditional it's not a it's unconditional love
在圣经里面讲的这个爱呢，不是有那种地上的条件的。
It's unconditional love.
是一个无条件的爱。
On earth, it's conditional love.
在地上，我们的爱都是有条件的。
Because you make a lot of money, that's why I love you.
你挣钱多，所以我爱。
That's conditional.
这是有条件的。
You lose your job, you lose your money, you're crippled, I still love you. That's unconditional.
那如果你破产了，你自己无能了，我继续爱你，那是无条件的。
God's love is unconditional.
神的爱是无条件的。
And in the literature of mankind, there's no such love as God's love, unconditional love your enemy.
在所有的文学著作里面，没有这样的爱，说你要像神那样去爱你的仇敌。
Love the unlovable.
就是爱那些不可爱的。
Love the unlovely.
爱那些不值得爱的人。
Love the unlovely.
就说那些非常不可爱的。你要去爱他。
And in Greek term is called agape love.
在希腊文里面叫做 agape.
Because they could not find a term to describe this love, then they just pick a Greek word to describe Jesus' love is unconditional.
事实上，在文学著作里面没有这样的词来描述神圣的爱。
Because Christ came to earth to die for the sinner.
那用这样一个词来表达，就是基督耶稣来到地上为罪人而死。
Nobody will die for a sinner. You may die for someone good, die for your relative, die for your mother, but never die for a sinner, a criminal.
你可以为你的爸爸妈妈死，所有的人死，但没有人愿意为一个有罪的犯罪的人死。
That's the kind of love the Bible is talking about. Love the unlovable, even to the point of your enemy. You must love them.
这就是圣经里面讲的这种爱，神的爱，就是圣子他成了你的仇敌，你要爱他。
Today I want you to focus on the most essential thing of when we exist on earth.
那今天我让大家要着眼在地上最重要的事情。
I'm in the hotel business.
那我呢做的是一个旅馆的生意。
Everybody is a traveler.
那每一个人都是一个过客。
Eventually have to go home.
因为他们总是要回家。
But one of the person lived there for a long time. I don't know why he paid a lot of money. I don't know why. I ask him why.
有一个人住在我的旅馆里很长的时间，他花了很多的钱，我不知道为什么。
Because he said I have no home to go to.
因为他说我没有家可以去。
That's miserable.
这是一个非常悲惨的境界。
If a traveler treat the hotel as a home, that is not right.
如果一个旅行者把旅店当成了自己的家，这是不正常的。
When we leave Earth, actually we are going home. This is we are a traveler on this earth, according to the Bible.
按照圣经，当我们离开这个世上的时候呢，我们真正的要去家里面了。
So we must focus on why we are here for.
所以我们必须要明白，集中在我们要知道我们在地上究竟要做什么。
You won't be here forever.
我们在这里不会是永远。
As a matter of fact.
事实上
you never know.
事实上我们永远也不知道。
Today may be the last day of your life.
说不定今天就是我生命的最后一刻。
That's what the Bible teaches. Today could be the last day of your life.
这是圣经里面讲的，可能今天就是我们生命的最后一天。
I was in an airplane from Las Vegas to Cincinnati.
我曾经坐在从拉斯维加斯到辛辛那提的飞机上面。
Is a Boeing 747. It's very safe.
But Boeing 747其实是非常安全。
Suddenly, it dropped altitude.
那突然它就直线下降。
And punch, you know, like you know something, you know, like a jumping, you know, from the air, punching down.
那突然就好像是辐射下去。
Everybody panic.
每一个人都开始紧张。
And people start to get paper out to write things.I start to do that too. I say, okay, that's the end. That's the last day of my life.
啊，所以呢，就开始拿出一张纸来，准备要写自己的遗嘱。我也就拿出纸来要写。
Then of course everybody know what's going to write. Nobody going to write. Okay, how much money I have?
那哦，不是人生，没有人会写我有多少钱。
They will calculate how much will I stay at home.
那也没有时间去计算我现在欠别人多少。
How my company do making $1 million? Not much the next quarter the earning.
没有人去想，就是下一个季度我的公司要做多少的生意。
One thing for sure，
有一点。
CNN did a survey， you know when this kind of things happen， people only write a few things。
那当这种事情发生的时候，人只写几句话。
About relationship and love。
其实他们写的都是关于关系和爱的。
Confession of the past mistake。
而且呢，他们会来为过去的错误道歉。
To the loved one。
为那些所爱的人
，and also will pray to God.
好多人就会同时呢向神来祷告
，and seek peace.
他们来寻求平安
，and all these thing about a spiritual world, nothing visible is invisible thing. Relationship, love, peace, all these things.
刚才说讲，大家那个时候所关注的呢，都是看不见的，都是属灵的东西的，爱啊，宽恕啊。这些东西
That is ironic.
这是非常具有讽刺意义的一件事情。
Because in the business class, all our business people pursue everything about money.
因为我们坐在那个经济舱里，不是经济舱，那个做生意的那个舱里面呢，所有的人都是做生意的人 ，business 的商人，都是在追求金钱的人。
Money earning and how to make more and more.
他们 们都想就是怎么样强，怎么样赚得更多，更多更多，从来不会满足。
And the Greek culture in America, Greek is good.
那就像这个希腊的文化一样，在西方他们觉得贪心是很好的。
Yeah, that's American culture now become a Chinese culture now in Shanghai.
那是西方的文化，现在成了中国的文化，在上海，上海非常。
But why, when we come to the last draw of our last step, you know, the last moment, we don't even talk about it. We talk about love, people, relationship.
那事实上呢，在那个时候，好像生命到最后一刻的时候，人讲的都是
爱
和关系。
Why? Because now they will focus themselves to the what's the essential of life.
那所以那个时候呢，人会聚焦在什么是生命里面最重要的。
It's not external thing.
也就是成了永恒的事情。
It's more inner, internal.
也就是内在的东西。
Spiritual thing.
这些属灵的东西。
Even the non-believer, they pray to God.
事实上，那个时候不信上帝的人也开始向上帝祷告。
The guy beside me, the never pray is a non-Christian. He prayed to God now.
那坐在我旁边的那一个生意人呢？他不是一个信主的人。那时候他向上帝开始祷告。
At that time, I'm not really a Christian. I'm because my father believed. That's why I believe. But I just at least I write down something. I didn't even pray. Actually, he's better than me.
那个时候我其实也不是真正信主的，因为我爸爸信主，所以我也就跟着信了。其实我不真信。那个人他当时
比我多想。My hands are about money. How to grow my company.How to build my fortune? You know, we have a Hong Kong. We have 400 people company in Hong Kong.
那我一直想的就是怎么样来让我的公司壮大，怎么样赚更多的钱。我当时在香港有400多人的这个。
And go for the IPO.
IPO.
就是中文什么？
上市。
上市。
Yeah.
We
try to have it done in two, three years time. We already in the process. We almost get there.
那个时候呢，我们已经做了三四年，已经达成功了大半。
But my mind is totally off now. Suddenly, we focus myself to the what is important.
那个时候飞机在下落的时候呢，我突然就发现我眼睛集中在什么是最重要的。
After get off the plane,
那后来呢，就出了飞机。
I said I'm lucky.
后来我就说，哎，我还是很幸运。幸运的你。
And then I will focus myself via the priority of life for maybe 10, 1 hour. Then I go back to the old way of thinking.
所以那个时候呢，我就集中了一个小时，可能是想这些关系。完了，我就回到原来的思路里面去。
Like the automatic pilot, it naturally home in the target, so you cannot change it. Seems like there's something programmed in my mind.
所以那个时候好像脑子里面的程序已经做成那样的，你没法去改变。
And God is patient with me.
但是呢，神对我非常的有忍耐。
Okay, when I was in Hong Kong.
然后那个时候我在香港。
Then I'm building a company.
我就在建立一个新的公司。
We hire a lot of people from China.
我们从中国呢，请来很多的员工。
Then one day, there's only one donut store in Hong Kong because Hong Kong people doesn't like donut. I like donut.
那个时候呢，香港只有那一家就是 donut 店。
In 尖沙咀。
尖沙咀。
In Kowloon. So I'm the only one eating donut. Nobody's there. After a meeting.
就是在那个会聚结束以后呢，我是唯一一个吃 donut 的。
But suddenly, in the donut store, six people coming.
那突然，这个到那店里面就是有六个人就来了。
I didn't even pay attention because I'm writing some kind of report and thinking about business.
但是我还没有注意到，因为我只是在写一些报告。
And suddenly they surround me.
突然发现他们围着我。
I said, "What happened?"
我说怎么回事
？I said, "Do I know you?"
我认识你吗
？Then they said, "You don't need to know me. I know you."
你不需要来认识我，我认得你。
Then they pull out a knife.
他们把一把刀子拿出
来。They know I'm the CEO of some company. Then I have all the account of the company in my hand. They said, "Come with us."
因为我当时是一个公司的总裁，他们就我当时有一些什么簿记，他们就说跟我走。
I know what happened because at that time, a lot of businessmen from Hong Kong is kidnapped.
那那个时候呢，事实上我心里面清楚，因为那个时候好多的香港的生意人呢被人绑架。
They knew they disappear after they got the money。
那好多人就会失踪，直到绑架的人得到钱。
And the I will be killed too after they got the money。
那有的人是，我当时觉得就是他拿到钱，也许我还是要被杀。
But I was not panicked。
但是呢，我没有惊慌。
I said, "You want money? I won't give you money."
如果你要钱，我不给你钱。
I won't go with you.
我也不会跟你。
I'm pretty stubborn.
我是非常固执的一个人。
Then they pull my hand, my left hand.
那他们就抓着我的左手。
Okay, Mr. Chu, do you want me to chop your left hand off or your right hand off? Your choice.
他说，你要我们剁掉你的左手。右手，你来做。
I said doesn't matter. You chop whatever you want.
你现在就砍，你要砍哪个？
I'm crazy.
那是非常。
Because money is more important than my life.
那是非常的 crazy， 因为我的金钱比我的生命更加重要。
When you focus on material, you lose your senses of human value. You even think about you. If you lose your life, you lose everything.
但是我的心里想的全是钱，对我的生命觉得不重要。
But one thing I remember, my mother told me.
有一点呢，我记得我母亲告诉我。
When you are in trouble, pray to God.
他说，你如果有麻烦的时候呢，就向上帝祷告。
My prayer is only two words.
我的祷告就是就两个字。
God help me.
神啊，救我。
I don't know why I say that. I don't even know why I say that. I say God help me.
我也不知道为什么要说那个，我就是说了那两个字。
Oh, suddenly they did not chop my left hand. My left hand is still there.
所以突然发现他们也没有剁我的左手。
Suddenly they discuss what they going to do.
那突然他们又开始商量他们要做什么。
And all of suddenly in Hong Kong, police walk their beat in the street.
突然香港的警察就从那边走过。
And one of the policemen, for whatever reason, because there's a lot of window, they noticed that something wrong is there.
但有一个警察呢，从窗户里面看见里面有一些东西奇怪。他们就进来。
They come to the door.
就来到门口。
Those people got panic.
那些人反而惊慌起来。
They run.
他们开始逃跑。
They were running.
他们开始跑了。
The police asked me what the heck is going on.
那个警察问我说，究竟发生了什么事？
Were you robbed?
你是不是被抢劫了？
I was totally shocked. I said, I don't know what they want to do. They want money from me.
我说我不太清楚他们要做什么，他们只想要钱。
Suddenly the party is over, nobody, everything disappeared, everybody.
那突然呢，所有的人都就不见了。
Then I said, lucky me.
我当时就说，哎呀，真幸运。
Well, I think, okay, this time I think really God saved me.
我就想，哎呦，这一次真的上帝救了我。
Then I went back to my hotel.
我就回到我的旅馆。
Then after a couple hours.
过了几个小时。
Then I went to my company. Then we start to inspect all the store in Hong Kong. We have a lot of store in Hong Kong. We do the inspection and talk to the manager. I forgot about the whole thing. The next day,
继续的去监督我那些。
I go back to my busy life.
所有的公司里面的事情。
Second time.
我就忘记了前面发生的事。第二次。
The third time.
第三次。
Is in New York.
第三次在纽约。
New York. When I was in a hotel.
我在一个旅馆。
The conference speaker, for some reason, he said, "Today may be the last day of your life."
那这个就是有一个 conference call， 就是电话会议里面的那个人讲的时候，他就说今天可能就是你生命的最后一刻。
It reminded me all the incident.
他突然这句话提醒前面发生的一切。
I said, "Well, okay, I knew that. You know, well, sometimes you know it happened. You know, but I'm lucky guy, right?"
那我就说哦，是，但是呢，我是一个有幸
When I sit down in the subway in the Queens area，
那我后来呢就在那个在皇后街。
I sit down, you know, inside the subway car, there's a lot of billboard。
地铁里面有些 billboard。
One of advertisements say, "Today will be the last day of your life."
那个广告榜上面呢？今天就是你生命的最后一天。
I was shocked, right? He tried to sell product. He said, "Today, last day of life, you must buy something. Must be medicine or something."
That's
the drug company, right?
但是做广告是要卖东西，为什么写这一句话？
I said, "That's wow, that is, this message is crazy, right?
我说这个信息真的是
太神奇了。 Then I go back to the hotel, then I come out to go to the Starbucks coffee.
那我就从旅馆又走到这个 Starbucks 星巴克咖啡店。
In Broadway and 47th Street.
就是在百老汇和47街的地方。
Then I open the New York Times.
我就
I'm trying to read about my stock, right? Is my stock going up or down?
纽约时报要看看我自己的公司的股票是上涨还是下跌。
Not my company.
看看。
So it's stock.
就是 就是股票市场。
股票市场，对。I open the page.
我翻开一页。
Today may be the last day of your life. The title.
那个题目就是今天可能就是你生命的最后一天。
I said, this message may be clear.
那这个。信息呢非常非常的清楚。
Now it was the turning point of my life.
那个时候成了我生命的转折。
I know I cannot ignore this message anymore.
我开始发现我不能忽略这样一个信息。
I could have died.
我甚至曾经可能死掉。
If it's not the protection of God, I could have died.
如果不是上帝的保护的话，我可能早就死掉了。
So I said to myself, something must be changed.
我就告诉我自己，我的生命必须要有些转变。
Then I find so many places in the North America. Then one day I fell in the airport. I fell down.
那我呢常常在美国旅行，就有一天我在机场呢就跌倒了。
Yeah, we during the IPO try to promote, you know, the Discord roadshow. We try to get money from the venture capitalists.就是
投资呢就
投风险投资，
风险投资呢就股市就下跌
了。Yeah, 求他们拿钱 ，ask them for money。
就是求他们给拿钱出来。
That's why I do the roadshow, right? But the problem is that my health cannot sustain.
那个时候呢，我的健康状况
fell on the floor.
健康状况非常差，我就跌倒在地上。
Now I start to know, if you don't have health, you don't have wealth.
那后来我就发现，没有健康呢，也没有财富。
And this message, you never know. Today will be the last day of life. It keep, you know, reminding me, in my mind, impressing me.
那个时候脑海里面一直就是那个信息，今天可能。
Now that's the turning point of my life. At that time, I was in the marble business. I tried to turn. I have so many business. I don't even lose track, you know, in the marble business. But now I know, I cannot go on like this.
但是我正在做这个大理石的生意，然后后来我就
I cannot go on like this. Because God seems like God has a message for me.
我觉得上帝好像给我有一个信息要讲。
Because when I die, all this thing is meaningless.
但如果我死掉，真的这些所做的一点
All this property, money, everything is meaningless.
所有的房产还有金钱没有意义。
Then I start to look for what is is permanent.
那我就开始寻找一些能够长久的东西。
And the Bible says very clearly is the permanent thing is in Christ eternal life.
当然，圣经里面讲到，就是说这种长久的东西是在主耶稣里面永恒的生命。
So I start to look for the something will sustain, will last.
所以我就开始呢寻找一些永存的东西。
I start to read books.
我就开始来读很多的书。
And suddenly, something happened.
那突然有些事情就发生了。
And one of my companies got into problem.
我其中的一个公司呢就发生了一些问题。
Then, for some reason, okay, so we have to give up this company.
那有些原因呢，我们必须要放弃这个公司。
And I lost a lot of money.
我就失去了很多的金钱。
Then I sold the rest of the company. I go back to one of the resort area to we have a retreat home there. So I spent 1 year there.
我就卖掉了我其他的生意。后来在一个退休的地方呢，度假的地方，我就花了一年的时间。
Do nothing, just being golf.
那我就自己在那个地方做，没有做任何的事情，除了打高尔夫球。
Actually, that's the plan of God. Because in the house, in the area there. There's nothing, no TV, nothing. It's only, you know, vacation home. That's it.
在那个度假村里面，什么也没有，也没有电视、电影，就只有。
Someone gave me a Bible.
那有人就给我一个圣经。
Every day I read the Bible.
所以天天呢我就读圣经。
No TV, nothing.
没有电视，没有任何的其他的东西。
And then the Bible started to change me.
所以呢，圣经就开始改变我的生命。
From that time on, I know I must focus, store up treasure in heaven.
从那个时候开始，我就知道我必须要寄存财宝在天上。
I must invest in heaven now.
我必须要来存款在天上。
Invest on the permanent thing.
要投资在永恒的事情上。
And what the Bible talking about in heaven, that is a lot of things talking about, because the Bible talking about love is forever.
那圣经里面讲到很多什么是积存财宝在天上。
Faith is forever, hope is forever, all these things.
爱、信心和盼望。
Eternal.
就是这些永存的东西。
And we have a lot more things to do in heaven than on earth.
在天堂里面有更多的东西可以做，比起地上。
So today we're going to read the Bible.
今天我们读一段圣经。
Actually, in the Bible, that is me there. Me means everybody.
那个地方呢，简直是我。这个我其实就是我们每一个人。
You'll find you there too.
你会发现你自己好像在其中。
Luke chapter 12.
路加福音十二章。路加福音十二章新约里面。
Verse 13.
十二章。
It's a parable of a rich person.
这里讲到一个财主的比喻。
We'll read it together. Starting at the 13.
我们一起来读十三节开始。众人中有一个人对耶稣说：“夫子。”请你吩咐我的兄长和我分开家业。耶稣说：“你这个人，谁立我做你们断事的官？”
Now it's about money again. Now when we read it, I keep try to interpret and do at the same time. One of the guys tell Jesus, "Hey Jesus, please."
可以继续读下去，但是同时呢，我会给大家来分享。
好 ，OK.
Maybe let's finish.
Let's finish. Okay.
我们一起来把它读完，从十四节、十五节。于是对众人说：“你们要谨慎自守，免去一切的贪心，因为神的审判不在乎家道丰富。”就用比喻对他们说：“有一个财主，田产丰盛，自己心里思想说：‘我的储藏没有地方收藏，怎么办呢？’又说：‘我要这么办，要把我的藏放撤了，另盖更大的，在那里好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。’”然后又对我的灵魂说：“灵魂呐，你有许多财物积存，可以做多年的费用，只管安安逸逸的吃喝快乐吧。”神却对他说：“无知的人呐，今夜必要你的灵魂，你所预备的要归谁呢？为自己积财，在神面前却不富足的，也是这样。”
Now this parable is interesting. Is the it talking about?Something we all like to talk about finance, about money, about your wealth, right?
这里讲的一个比喻，都是我们都常常会喜欢讲的，就是这讲到怎么样来投资啊，怎么样来关于健康呀。
Verse 13, you know, one of the person from the crowd addressed to Jesus said, "Hey, Jesus, help me to tell my brother to divide his inheritance with me."
那十三节呢，讲到一个人来到耶稣面前，就是父子，请你吩咐我的兄长和我分家。
Help me to make money。
哎，就是意思就是说我可以更好的做生意。
Jesus was surprised. Hey, what this, you know, had anything to do with me? I'm talking about the kingdom of God. This guy want to have money.
那耶稣呢有点吃惊，就是说我是在宣讲神国的道理，为什么这个人要让我来做他们分家的？升官呢?
Actually, sometimes we use God as a financial, as a means of financial gain.
事实上，好多时候我们也把神当做一个赚钱的一个机器。
Hey, we believe God, then we will become better. Our investment will go up everything, right?
所以好多时候说，我们如果信上帝的话，我们的投资就会越来越涨。
Now, Jesus said, "There's nothing to do with me."
耶稣就说，这跟我没关系。
And then he said to them,
他就对他们说,
"Watch out!
你们要谨慎自守。
Be on guard against all kinds of greed.
免去一切的贪心。
Life does not consist in abundance of possession.
因为人的生命不在于不在乎家道丰富。
Jesus said, basically, what? No, watch out, be careful.
人要警醒。
Do not be greedy.
你要小心，不要贪心。
Yeah.And the parable is about the rich man. He has a very good harvest.
那这里呢，又用一个比喻，讲到一个财主呢，他的田场非常的丰盛。
And he tell himself, I will build a better barn to store my surplus grain.
他自己就对自己讲，我的储藏没有地方收藏，要盖更大的厂房。
And after that, I can.Take life easy, eat and drink and be merry.
收藏我的粮食和财物，忘了对我的灵魂说呢，你就好好的享用吧。
In verse 20,
就二十节讲到
God said,
神说
You stupid,
说他无知的人啊。
Today's the last day of your life.
今天就是你生活的生命的最后一天。
What you have toiled and prepared, who's going to inherit them?
那你所预备的要归谁呢？
It exactly I can identify with this parable.
这就是我当时真正的经历。
I believe a lot of people can identify with this parable too.
我相信我们中间好多人也能够认同这个经文所讲。
If we focus on the material thing,
如果我们的眼睛集中在地上所有的财宝
，You think it can make us happy?
我们想着就这些让我们就会越来越快乐。
But Jesus continued 21, he says, this is how it will be. Whoever stores things for themselves is not rich toward God. God will take, basically will punish them or tell them, hey, that's enough. Today's the last day of your life.
所以方为自己积财的呢，在神面前却不富足的呢，也会这样，就今天就会可能会成为你最后的一天。
After I read this the passage of the Bible,
我读了这一段之后呢
I know I have to change. I have to focus on the heavenly thing.
我就告诉我自己，我必须要把眼睛盯在天上的事情。
Set my mind on the eternal thing.
把我的思想呢放在这种永恒的东西上。
Then I start to change course. I start to enroll in a theological school.
那后来呢，我就注册在神学院里面开始读书。
Start the first class.
就开始第一个课程。
When I'm in the first class, and I think actually all around me is some are dentists, some are from all different professions.
那在我的身边呢，我发现我们的同学都是有的是牙医，有的是这个那个不同背景的人。
Actually, all of them have the same story.
而且很多的人，他们几乎所有的人都有跟我一样的故事。
A lot of them have a near death situation too.
有的人也有一些很有。需要的一些状况
terminal disease
有些人有一些终生就是这种疾病
they come to grip with the reality that is not life you know, all this materialism all this consumerism is not life
大家都有一个共识就是这些物质的东西不是我们的生命
we must focus on the eternal millions years invest in heaven stop trust in heaven
我们必须要积存被这个投资在这种几百万年的百万年的
That's real life. That's real.
那是真实的，真实的生命。
And after this miracle, I continue to read. Okay, it says right there. Okay, we read together from 22 to the 34.
那我们可以继续读下去，22节开始。
Then, 耶稣有
对着门徒说。我们，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑吃什么，为身体忧虑穿什么，因为生命胜于饮食，身体胜于衣裳。你想无羊也不种也不收，又没有仓又没有库，什么尚且养活它？你们比飞鸟是何等的贵重呢？你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一刻呢？这最小的事你们尚且不能做，为什么还忧虑其余的事呢？你想百合花怎么长起来？它也不劳苦，也不纺线。然而，我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的，还不如这花一朵呢。
Now, this is another aspect about, you know, the thought process. It comes down to, hey, I must focus on the next life. But what happened to this life? I have to make money, I have to do something, right?
那是另外一个世界的事，是另外一个生命。那我这个世界上，我要做点事情啊。
But Jesus said, "Do not worry."
那耶稣就说，你不要来。
In the New Testament, "Do not worry" at least exists 20 times from Jesus.
在新约里面，耶稣讲这个不要忧虑，至少讲过20次。
Do not worry about what you drink, what you eat, what you buy, what you clothe, what you wear.
啊，就说不要为你吃什么，穿什么。有什么东西来忧虑？
Jesus teach us focus on life. Life is more than food.
那耶稣说呢，你要集中在生命，生命胜于饮食。
Health is more than wealth.
那身体呢的健康要重过财富的丰盛。
And Jesus continue on the 25th note to focus on the how can you add 1 hour to your life by worrying.
耶稣呢进一步的就在25节讲到，你不能让你的寿数多加一刻通过思虑。
Yeah, your life is God's hand. Any time today could be the last day. You cannot worry and think about that. You add more life.
我们的生命在神的手里面，我们不可能通过忧虑让我们寿数多加一刻。
So, and Jesus advised that set your mind.Set your heart on God.
这就是让我们呢，把我们的眼目放在神的。
Your Father
是我们的父亲。
Seek first His kingdom and His will.
这里在31节说，你们只要求他的国这些东西。
What He wants us to do on earth.
啊，就是要知道他让我们在地上究竟要做什么。
Actually, God created us for a purpose.
事实上呢，神创造我们是有一个目的的。
God has a plan for you.
神给我们每一个人都有一个计划。
Even you don't know.
虽然我们好多时候不明白。
Even you are not a Christian.
甚至你不是一个基督徒。
God said He has a plan for you.
那神说，神在你的生命里面有个计划。
God created every person for a special purpose.
神造了每一个人都有一个特别的计划。
God wants everybody to be His children.
那神呢，愿意每一个人都再次成为他的儿女。
Now Jesus said, okay, the secret of happiness is to not to focus on the what you eat, what you wear, all those material things.
所以呢，这里耶稣特别的教导我们，我们这个快乐的秘密呢，那个动力不在于你这些物质的东西。
Instead, 31st is aim at heaven.
反过来呢，在31节讲到，你们只要求他的国。
Aim at heaven, aim at God.
也就是说，聚焦在神，聚焦在他的国。
And He'll supply you with all the everything.
这些东西就是地上的东西，都要加给你们了。
And in Jesus here even said in the other passage that He knows what you need even before you pray.
这里甚至也讲到，在你祷告之前，他已经知道你需要的东西了。
It's just right here. Aim at happiness, you will not find it.
如果你集中在快乐，你不一定能够找到。
Aim at God. Aim at God.
当你集中在神的身上的时候呢
？You will not only find happiness.
你不仅能够找到快乐
，You find heaven too.
而且你找到天堂。
So aim at the giver.
所以呢，我们的眼目要集中在赐生命的主。
The Father is the giver of all good things.
我们的父亲是所有天上的父是所有好东西的赐予者。
Don't aim at one gift to give.
不要把眼睛只集中在一两个他赐给的东西。
If you see the giver, you get everything.
如果你的眼目集中在赐予者赐生命的那一位。
If you focus on give, you only get one gift.
对你所有都会拿到，但是你只是眼睛集中在一两个礼品的话呢，你不一定拿到。
Now I will focus my life on the most important thing. God as our Father Himself, He is going to take care of us.
所以我们再次的回来就是讲到呢，天父是我们的父亲，神是我们的父亲，他会来照顾我们一切的需要。
We seek the giver.
我们要来寻找这位生命的赐予者，不要寻找那个礼品。
If Santa Claus is your father, you will be set for life.
那如果你让他成为你的父，他会照顾你的一生。
我说圣诞老人，也圣诞老人是你的爸爸。
如果圣诞老人是你的爸爸
，You don't worry about the gift。
你不要去担心那些礼物。
But if you just want one gift，
如果你只想要一个礼物
，That's not very smart。
那不是很聪明。
So we need to seek the Father， and God wants us to seek Him。
那我们要来寻找这位天上的父亲。而且神呢要我们来寻求他。
He's the only God tell us He's our Father。
那他是唯一的神，告诉我们他是我们的爸爸。
The relationship is very close。
那这样一个关系呢是非常亲近亲密的。
That's why God, I put my Holy Spirit in you, then you were born again. I am your Father. You have my Spirit。
所以神说我要让你重生，而且把我的圣灵放在你的里面。
When we believe in Jesus, when we believe Jesus, the Holy Spirit will come to our heart。
当我们相信耶稣的时候呢，就是圣灵就住在我们的里面。
Then we have the life of God。
我们就有了神的生命在我们的里面。
We become the children of God。
我们成为神的儿女。
We have the DNA of God。
我们有他的 DNA。
Now we can start to live a new life。
我们就开始过一个。
Now I can start to focus on the heavenly stuff, not the earthly stuff。
那我们就可以聚焦仰慕呢，在这个天上的事情，不再是。
That's my turning point is the focus on。Living, trusting God.
那就是我的生命的转捩点，就是能够来集中在神的身上。
And I'm changed from inside out.
我从那个时候开始，从里到外发生巨大的变化。
I'm happier than ever.
我今天呢，比以往任何时候都快乐。
In Him I find everything I need.
我在他的里面找到了所有我所需要的。
And His sufficiency makes me a very happy man.
他让我有足够的。也是知足，也知足。
Love, joy, peace, money cannot buy.
那这里的喜乐、平安和爱呢，不是金钱。
Today I challenge you, focus yourself, think about today may be the last day of your life.
所以今天呢，我就来挑战你。今天你要有这一个观念在这里面。如果今天是你生命的最后一天
，If you live every day like the last day of your life，
如果你每一天都过的就是有这样一个意识，就是
Then you have a new life.
你会有一个非常不一样的新生命。
Your new life will be meaningful.
你的新生命会非常
eternal，
是永恒的。
Full of love, joy, peace.
会充满了爱，充满了喜乐和平安。
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. 谢谢。